Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going in depth today, continuing our City of Hastings rotation, and we have with us Violet Penman. She is the Solid Waste and Recycling Coordinator for the City of Hastings, and I'm very excited to hear not only about this position, but some great things that are coming up around Earth Day and just recycling in general. Violet, thank you so much for chatting with us today. How have you been?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
So first of all, I am very interested in learning more about your specific background that led you to be the Solid Waste and Recycling Coordinator for the city.
Yeah, so I graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Environmental Planning from UW River Falls in December of 2021. Go Falcons.
Yay.
Yeah, great school. Would definitely recommend to anyone looking out there. And so I started my position here. I actually work for three cities, Hastings, Farmington, and Rosemount. And I started in June of 2022. But I have always been super interested in the environmental field. I guess I didn't realize that I was even interested in the field until I was in college, and I had the great opportunity to work with our sustainability group on campus there. So that's kind of where my passion started and where I realized that I've always been passionate about the environment.
You know, I think that is really interesting to hear that you had an interest in sustaining our environment, but you really didn't know that that could be a career.
Yeah, for sure. It was super great. I would definitely recommend, if anyone is interested, just taking a look around at all the different groups we have around here, Hastings Environmental Protectors. Dakota County has lots of great volunteer resources. And just seeing what, if you're passionate about it, that it can be a career and you can do what you love for your whole life.
So Violet, tell us a little bit about this position, Solid Waste and Recycling Coordinator. So is solid waste, is that garbage?
Solid waste is a really fancy word for trash. Yep. Oh, yes.
Leave it yep, to the city.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So yes. I like that better than trash and recycling coordinator. So solid waste is trash. So let's just do that part. What exactly do you do with the city? Do you help coordinate with our trash pickup?
Yeah, so I do a little bit. I would definitely work alongside of Tennis Sanitation, who the City of Hastings uses. I do not work for Tennis Sanitation. I cannot answer any of your billing questions or pickup schedule questions, but Tennis has been great to work with for solid waste, so I would definitely recommend checking out their website or giving them a call if you do have those questions. I actually work a lot with, it's kind of interesting because I'm a city employee, but I work with a lot of Dakota County initiatives. So I help implement Dakota County's solid waste abatement grant, which just helps the cities recycle more, educate residents, doing recycling, making sure that our facilities are up to snuff, providing drop-off days. Like, we will be having a mattress and box spring drop-off and document shred event on May 11th, helping multifamily communities recycle more and get them that infrastructure that they need to recycle, doing a lot of reduce and reuse activities like swaps, and then helping out wherever else I'm needed. So trying to answer questions. Overall, just making it easier for everyone to reduce, reuse, recycle.
So you mentioned that you work with three different cities. How does that work and how do you split your time?
Yeah, so it's a lot of work. If you ever see me running around the eastern half of Dakota County, it's because I'm trying to go from Rosemount to Hastings to Farmington in a couple hours. But yeah, so my time is pretty much split in a third between each of those cities. They all have very different needs, yet also similar needs at the same time. We're all similarly sized cities. We all need to meet the Dakota County requirements that are out there. So I do spend time, about equal time, with each city. I am officed out of Rosemount, though, just so all my stuff is in one place. So that's where I'm officed out of. But I try to get over to each of my cities and pick up light bulbs and batteries at City Hall and that sort of thing, check our parks and facilities as much as possible.
So, Violet, how does that work then? All three cities fund your position?
So this is kind of an interesting, it's confusing even for me, and I think the cities too. So I am funded with a Dakota County grant. So each of the cities pays part of my salary, an equal part of my salary, and then the cities are reimbursed for my time each July and each January by Dakota County. So I'm kind of funded by the cities. I'm kind of funded by Dakota County. We all kind of pitch in to make sure that these initiatives and my time happen.
You mentioned that each city is basically the same size, or all the cities are kind of the same size, but have different needs. Explain that, because that's interesting to me.
Well, for example, Hastings and Farmington have an organized collection system, whereas Rosemount doesn't. So I get a lot of calls from Farmington and Hastings residents asking about billing information, and I can't help with that so much. Each park system has a different collection system for their waste and recycling. Some cities do it with their park staff, others contract it out. Same with cleaning buildings. Some contract it out, some have their own internal staff do that, which seems, it's like, why are you thinking about cleaning and stuff like that? But our custodians and janitors are the one taking out the trash, making sure it goes to the dumpster, or that the recycling goes to the recycling dumpster. So trying to communicate with each of my different cities and who their staff or contractors are can be difficult sometimes. I like to call it a fun challenge.
And Violet, when you mentioned that Rosemount doesn't have, what did you call it,
An
organized?
organized collection.
What does that mean, please?
Yeah, so that's kind of industry lingo, so I apologize for that. Organized collection is when a city contracts with a certain hauler. So, for example, Hastings contracts with Tennis Sanitation, and all residences must use Tennis Sanitation for waste and recycling collection. And cities do that to reduce the amount of trucks on the road, the amount of pollutants in your neighborhood, and the amount of noise in your neighborhood. Whereas a city like Rosemount, that has a couple licensed contractors, and you can choose from those licensed haulers to come pick up your trash or recycling, but your neighborhood may have four different trucks coming through every single week on different days to pick up trash and recycling. So there's pros and cons to both, but it makes it kind of challenging to work with cities that have different methods of doing that.
Yeah, no kidding. And you don't have any say about efficiencies.
No, I mean, I was hired after each of these contracts were put into place, so I may in the future, but no, I currently do not have any say into that.
So as we approach Earth Day, it's interesting, I think, to hear from you the significance of Earth Day, because I think we take a lot for granted.
Yeah, that's well put. Earth Day is my favorite holiday.
What?
Surprise, surprise.
It is. Seriously, even better than your birthday or Christmas?
Yeah, I've always loved Earth Day. I mean, it's such a beautiful time of year. All the plants are popping up, the leaves are coming out on the trees. It's just, I don't know, a time to reflect on everything that we have and all the beautiful nature spaces that we have out here, especially in Dakota County. I'm from Wisconsin, which I love Wisconsin, but you guys have amazing parks and natural resources out here.
That's pretty cool to hear. So, Earth Day to you means what?
Earth Day to me, that is a great question. I think Earth Day to me is a day that I can just personally, even for me, just look at what I've done and even little changes that I've made. I mean, my job revolves around this, so it's nice to kind of be recognized and look inside and realize that I have done a lot and that I'm trying to do a lot. And for others too, I mean, even if you install some weather stripping on your home, that's a choice that you made and you're trying to do the right thing, and it's all the little steps that we do. And I think that's Earth Day is the perfect day to celebrate that.
And what is the significance if we don't pay attention to saving our planet?
So, I mean, I think we see some of these changes now. I mean, our winter was super strange. A lot of us weren't able to go out and snowmobile, go skiing, and sometimes we'll have the most massive winter storms ever. So I think that this kind of changing climate is a show of what happens when, on a more of a waste and recycling note, our landfills are getting bigger and bigger. I mean, if you go to Spring Lake Park, you can see the mound of trash in the background up on Char's Bluff, and you can see the refinery in the background, which, we needed those things, but maybe taking steps to not make that landfill any bigger than it has to be is always a great thing. So I think that as long as we're conscious about it and we're trying, we can make a difference.
Some people might think that recycling involves our trash only, but there are many other ways to quote unquote recycle, right?
Yeah, for sure. So we are definitely promoting reduce and reuse a lot now, which I'm sure you were all taught the three R's when you were in elementary school: reduce, reuse, recycle. Recycling is really important and you should absolutely do it and it works, but your biggest impact that you have is if you reduce the things that you buy. If you don't need it, don't buy it, or maybe you rent it from one of our awesome rental places in town, or reuse it. So we have a lot of opportunities for swaps and fixing in Dakota County. These things, we have a fix-it clinic that goes around Dakota County throughout the year, and that if you have a broken button or your coffee machine doesn't work, you can go to a fix-it clinic and they'll try and help fix it for you. And I've had things that I thought were broken that have gotten fixed, like my winter coat, which I was fortunate it was not very snowy this year. Otherwise, I think I would have been in tough luck. But I did get that fixed at a fix-it clinic. Swaps are a great thing to do as well. Super fun. We have a garden tool swap over in Farmington happening on, I believe it's April 25th. So if you need to get rid of something that you it works, but you just don't want to throw it away, a garden tool, you can bring it there and find something new to you. I know that Terra Market is having a clothing swap this Saturday that I think I'm going to go to. Those are super fun. You can bring something or find something quote new to you. And really, those are the big things that are going to make a big impact on your life. And they're also kind of the cheap and fun options, too. So win-win.
No kidding. And I think also people don't realize going to a thrift shop just because
Yes.
something doesn't, you don't want it anymore, it doesn't fit, or you don't need it anymore. Giving to a thrift shop is the opportunity for that piece of clothing or, as you said, a household item to find a new life. And you don't really think about the fact that that's impacting and it doesn't end up in a landfill.
Absolutely. Yeah, I believe there's still the Salvation Army up in town. That's a great place to go. There's all sorts of little thrifting places. We actually, if you wanna donate something to a thrift store, or you want to go check out a thrift store, if you go to Dakota County's website and type in reduce and reuse map, there's a whole map and you can pull it up and find like local thrift stores near you, whether you live in Ravenna Township or Hastings or Farmington or whatever. So that's super nice. And you can, I think there's kind of a myth that the stuff at thrift stores like isn't as good or whatever, but I have found, I'm wearing right now jeans that I found at a thrift store. So I was like, oh, those are cute. I'll take them home. I liked them. I looked up the brand. They're like a $200 pair of jeans that
Wow.
I found at a thrift store. So you can find great stuff. It's just a matter of, not having that perception that it's quote unquote bad.
So, in honor of Earth Day, you have some events coming up that you wanted to really highlight.
Yeah, for sure. So we have actually a couple of events coming up here. So on April 24th, we'll be doing Crash Course Organics. If you're interested in composting organics, how to reduce your food scraps, this is a great one for you. Again, that's April 24th, 7 to 8 p.m. at the City Hall Community Room.
I know that a lot of people do compost. Would you tell us how that works, especially in the city of Hastings?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. It is kind of a trendy thing right now, and a lot of people are interested in it. So we have a couple different options. If you have a yard, you can create a pile in your backyard of food scraps and stuff like that. And when we say food scraps, it's just, your bell pepper heads, your carrot peelings, etc. And you can compost it. So essentially, that just means that what was once soil, your carrot turns back into soil. So it's sort of a recycling of the nutrients rather than going to a landfill. We also have another option for people that live in apartments or over the winter. A lot of people use our organics drop-off site, which is by the Dakota County Highway Shop off of County Road 47, right by the river there. And you can put your food scraps, which you can put a lot more in that one, including meat, cheese, stuff you wouldn't put in your backyard just because we don't want to attract little critters like raccoons and possums. You can put that in that drop site there. And then that goes to a commercial compost facility where it's actually just over in Rosemount, where the piles are so big that it breaks down super fast and turns into nutrient-rich soil. That's kind of just a super brief overview of that. If you're interested, sounds like something that you would want to learn more about. I would definitely recommend Crash Course Organics on April 24th. One other thing I do have is a mattress and box spring drop-off and document shred event. I know a lot of you love to bring your confidential documents to our shred event every spring and fall. So that's going to be on May 11th from 8 a.m. to noon at the Cal Ruby Public Works facility. This year, we're also accepting mattresses and box springs too. So if you have an old mattress that you just don't know what to do with, they're an old box spring, bring it there. We are charging $30 a piece for those mattresses and box springs. Paper shredding is completely free. All will be recycled, broken down properly, rather than again ending up in a landfill. And you can visit the Hastings website, it has a little bit more prep information and stuff like that if you're interested in learning more about that. We also, Dakota County, will be hosting a garden tool swap on April 25th. Like I said, that'll be at the Dakota County Fairgrounds in Farmington. And we also, Dakota County has a mattress special too. So if you're not able to load your mattress into your car, Dakota County offers a reduced price to residents who want to get rid of a mattress or box spring. And that happens between Memorial Day and Labor Day. I don't think they have the prices set out yet, but you can go to their website for more details a little bit closer to Memorial Day and register for a pickup. We're also going to have a bunch of events this fall: outdoor winter clothing swap, fix-it clinic, pumpkin collection, holiday light collection. I believe all the events are on for 2024 are on the city webpage. So if something catches your eye, you can go there and find more info.
Violet, such great information, and we really appreciate your time today. Violet Penman is the Solid Waste and Recycling Coordinator for the City of Hastings, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.